This is the Children's Home Hour, originating in Bristol, Tennessee. This is Brother Mike Nixon. I'd like to welcome you to the broadcast today. Thank you for joining us. Count it a privilege of ours to come into your place of listening. We trust the broadcast to be a blessing to you. Now, I'd like to begin it with a word of prayer, so if you could, pray with us. Father, as we bow before you, we thank you for this day you've given us. Thank you for the opportunity to be here on the radio. Lord, I pray for each and every one of the listeners that's joined us today. I pray that you'd bless them for Jesus' sake. I pray today you'd have your will in your way during this time, that the word of God go out, find good ground, accomplish that whereunto you sent it. Lord, just have your will. We thank you today. Lord, we realize that's better than anything we could think of ourselves. Your thoughts are far above our thoughts, your ways far above our ways, God, and we just want to give you the glory and honor for it. I ask you to do that which is pleasing unto you, Lord. We'll thank you for that which you do. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, brethren, let me make just a few quick announcements concerning the work that we're engaged in. I'd like to ask you to continue to pray for our children's home, one here in Bristol, Tennessee, one in South India, one in Romania, as well as the feeding centers in Romania and Bulgaria, where they feed the children daily. If you would, please continue to remember those and all of those little young'uns, their souls, that God would come by and save them as the Word of God's being preached to them and they're being raised under the Word of God. I sure appreciate that. I'm glad he come to me one day. I was in a bad place. I was in a bad situation. But the Lord come to me, and I want him to do the same for them. And we just ask you to pray. The Bible said when Zion travails, sons and daughters will be born. And I think we need to get back to that, just calling on God and asking him to do some things, being specific about it, and go ahead and ask him. And I think he's able to do it. And so if you would, please pray for them young'uns, pray for our missionaries, pray that God would just touch them, supply every need according to his riches. And we just want to thank you for all the prayers you've already laid up, but continue, don't quit now. And we want to thank you for all the support that comes in for the missions, the children's homes. And then if you would, please remember the missionaries in the Ukraine. Was blessed here a while back. Brother Chris Rue was with us for a few days and telling us and showing us some things that's going on over there. But I want to say this, those folks, their hearts are open to the Word of God right now. I mean, just continue to pray for them. I don't know that the devastation will get better on this earth, but thank God, I'm glad it's better in another land. And so they're learning about that. So if you would, please pray for them. We'd greatly appreciate that. And then I want to go ahead and give you our mailing address this week. Ask you to write us if you can. You can write us at Tri-State Baptist Children's Home, Post Office Box 888, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621, or at Charity Baptist Mission, Post Office Box 692, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621. And at this time, we'll go to the auditorium, Brookside Baptist Church. We trust it'll be a blessing.
Jesus, for mercy. I was always alone, but one day I met him and he made things right. And oh, what a difference since Jesus passed by.
Have your Bibles turned in James, the last chapter. I hardly ever preach out of James because he's preaching to the 12 tribes scattered abroad. Greetings. That's what he said. And since I'm not in the tribe, I had to preach something else. But James is preaching about the last days in this chapter, the last chapter. He said, go ye rich men and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you. Your riches are corrupted and your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and your silver are cankered, and the rust of them shall be a witness against you, and they shall eat your flesh as it were fire, and ye have heaped treasures together for the last days. But I want to preach over here in verse 16. And Peter's, James rather, is saying, in chapter 5 and verse 16, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. The affectionate, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Amen. Elijah was a man of like passion, such as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heavens gave forth rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Brethren, if any of you do err from the truth, and one convert him, let him know that he which converteth the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death, and shall hide a multitude of sin. But in verse 16, I want to talk about prayer. Now, I believe it's essential that we pray. I believe it's necessary to pray. I believe everybody ought to be praying today. Now, I mean, I heard some things this week since that happened out yonder in the West. I heard some things that blessed my heart. I heard a preacher say at the funeral the other day, yesterday, I guess it was, that we had tucked the Ten Commandments out of the school. We've took the Bible out of the school. And we've took God out of the school. And we took prayer out of the school. And we traded it for guns and bombs. That's pretty good. That was on CNN. That was going all over the country. But he said we started back. We started prayer back in school Tuesday. We started praying again in the school, but it took somebody's life to get us to pray. Now I want to talk to you about prayer we need it. The kind of prayer we need. The prayer that'll get something done. I'm sick and tired of this bunch of little atheists running around saying you ought to take the commandment, Ten Commandments out of the courthouse. Well, let's just ask God to help that situation, will you? Amen, and give our men some backbones and grit and guts to stand up against that. This country was not founded by a bunch of atheists. I won't tell you that right now. This country was founded by Christian men, men that had some character, men that knew about God, men that knew God, and men that wanted this country to run with God. And I want you to know another thing. All the wars that we fought that was worth anything, we fought them because of this Bible. I went to the war, fought for this Bible, for my freedom, and for the truth, and for the church. And I still believe it's worthy to fight for. Now, I want to tell you something else. I'm against anybody that won't fight for this country, that won't fight for this Bible. I'm talking about this Bible. Now, they say we're going to get Bible back in school. Well, we'll probably get the wrong one. The only one we need back in school is the King James Version. And if you put anything else back in there, you might as well have a bomb because you're going to hell anyhow. I mean, it ain't going to do no good. And if you get some praying done, it's going to have to be the kind that Elijah done. How the affectional, fervent prayer of a righteous man. Now you say, you got to live right to pray. No, you don't. Now that ain't what it said. It said the prayer of a righteous man. Now the Bible said that he that knew no sin was made sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God. So God made me righteous. Whether I live right or not, God made me righteous. And I'd like for you to get old Patton's prayer. He didn't even know which way to go. And he didn't even know who God was. But he said, sir, this is Patton. And I need some good weather over here. Now I've got some of them run off, I think, downstairs. If ain't we'll run you some off. You're able to read it. And I saw the fair weather come. He prayed on the 24th and the 25th of December 1944. I stood there and watched them. I watched them, a dogfight, and there wasn't a cloud in the sky. We hadn't had nothing but rain and mud and muck and snow. But boy, I'll tell you, when he got through talking to God about a couple of days before that, things brightened up. You say he didn't have nothing to do with it. Well, he had more sense than most folks. He told God, them little chaplains you sent me over here, I'm against them, I'm sick of them. That's pretty good. The fact is, most of them didn't know how to pray to start with. Now, Elijah prayed the affectional, fervent prayer. Yes, and that was meaning that if you're going to be affectional, you got to have some power behind what you're fixing to do. You pray, you get in there. Amen. And then the affectional and fervent prayer, fervent means, they say, red hot. That's what the dictionary said. Now this little cold praying that we've got done today ain't never done nothing. You can get up and say all them little nice cold prayers you want to. Bless God, you need to get red hot about this thing and red hot about what's going on in our country and red hot about, hey, listen, I mean, if we get to praying, God's going to do something. He always has done something when people prayed. When them two men went up there in the temple to pray, old Peter and John, God done something. I mean, they didn't even get to the temple. They didn't even get there. They was just heading in that direction. Sometimes if you just head in the right direction. And they wasn't going up there to say, Lord, just lay us down to sleep. I mean, bless God, they're going up there to get woke up. They're going up there to do some business with God. Like John the Mount, when he is over there praying about them prophets over there, praying against them prophets, he wasn't nowhere playing. He is over there praying. And until you get the fire of God down, I doubt if you've had much prayer.
Amen.
The fire fell when Elijah prayed, and it will. And not only will the fire come down, but Elijah prayed for it not to rain. And it didn't rain. Now, you know what? Prayer can change a lot of things. I mean, he could have preached all week about not raining. And he could have told everything he knew about scientific minds and what he had to know about it. And it still, rained right on. But one day he said, now, I'm before God of whom I stand. Now, he's standing there talking to God. I mean, he just doing business with God. He said, it ain't going to rain according to my words. I mean, he said, I've got control of the weather. Pretty good, ain't it? To have a man that'll step out and all them prophets of Baal and say, I'm taking care of the weather now. I'm going to take care of the weather. He'd done that for a while. Then later on, he got over there on the mountain and had a prayer meeting. But he just stood there before God, faith, believing that he could do what he asked God. And he said, it's not going to rain till I say so. 3 years and a half before it rained. He prayed again, and the heavens gave rain. Isn't that wonderful? You say, well, but Elijah was different. Why? I mean, the Bible said he's a man of like passions. We are. Amen. I mean, but he prayed earnestly that it might rain or might not rain. He prayed earnestly. I mean, listen, the Bible said that he prayed and he prayed and God heard him pray. And God stopped the heavens and then God opened the heavens. Well, I mean, you say, but now, I don't believe one man's got that kind of power. Well, I don't know about that. I mean, God said to Moses, I'm going to kill this outfit. I'm going to kill the whole crowd. I'm glad I'm on this side of Calvary. I'm glad that. See, God used to be in the killing business. He said, I'm going to kill that whole bunch, the Israelites, and I'm going to give you a new crowd. And Moses said, if you're going to do that, block my name out. God changed his mind. He did, didn't he?
Amen.
Yeah, he said, no, he repented. I mean, God. Moses said, God, you ought to repent of the evil you thought to do. I mean, when a man got brash enough to tell God, he needs to repent and not do what he's thinking about doing, that's pretty heavy stuff, ain't it? And I mean, God had that fella fixed up, you know. I mean, God's got some men in this country today, if they'd turn loose and forget about what somebody thought about them and what somebody might think about them and get a hold of God and get to praying like they ought to. And you say, well, all this praying out loud. Well, sir, let me tell you something. I mean, old Peter and John went up there in the temple to pray, and they didn't get up there till they got this man healed. But when they got up there and come back, I mean, they got him healed, and they started preaching. Boy, then the devil jumped in on them. And I mean, he won't bother you as long as you're not all these little nice, cold, dead prayers. I mean, every youngin' in the country will get killed with that kind of praying. But when you pray these atheists out of business and pray that Supreme Court off of the bench and pray God back in this country, when you decide that we can do that, then God will pay attention to you. I wouldn't pay any attention to you if I was God anyhow. Till you got some guts and grit and backbone till you believe you can do it. I said to somebody the other night, I mean, they up there saying, well, we ought to do this. The government ought to do this. The government ought to keep their nose out of everybody's business and let God run it. The government don't need to raise your children and tell you can't raise them. Bless God, that's what's wrong with them. I said this in Nashville, Tennessee, before the Senate. I mean, I said that bunch right over there is the one that's damned this outfit. They're the ones that stood up and said, if your views call us, they ruined our children. They ruined some of you. And it's not the children's fault that they're carrying guns and shooting folks. It's folks like me. It's not some of you younger folks in the 60s that growed up. It's old men like me and a few of the rest of us that sat around and thought, well, we can't do nothing about it. Bless God, we can do something about it. I may be old, but I've still got a God that's able. I mean, I'll soon be 76, but I'll tell you right now, I still believe that God can hear me pray if I'll ask him. And I'm going to pray that God will get back in the school. God will get back in the church. God will get the Bible back in church, the Bible back in the school, and get prayer back in the church, and get old time preaching back in the church, and to the devil of this other stuff. Amen. Now, if you want some little Sissy Joe to come up here and preach with his collar on backwards, you can have him, but I ain't listening to him. I want somebody that's got some grit and guts and backbone that'll get up and tell it like it is. You say you can't buck the government. Who said you can't? If the atheists can, and the rest of that outfit can out there, get out there and march, what's wrong? Listen, I got a right. Whether you know it or not, I fought for my rights. And to hell with this outfit that thinks they can take them. I mean, I still got rights, and I don't have to have no guns. I don't have to have no guns. I don't have to have no bombs. I got a God. I mean, I got a God that's able. My warfare's not with guns, and I don't carry a gun. I don't have a gun. I don't need one. As long as I got the sword of the Spirit. And I don't have to have that in my hand. I can have it in my heart. And God can take care of this outfit. Now we're going to save these children if we pray. And if we don't pray, there are going to be more of them killed. Down here in Union County, Tennessee, there's 6 or 7 got caught the other day. I saw it in the headlines of the paper yesterday. Somebody else told me about it. They had that hit number. A hit list of 200 school children they's going to kill. They're all over this country. Our country's filled up. Our schools are filled up. And then we say, but we can't pray. Bless God, you can pray in the communist countries. Asia, you can in America. Amen. You believe that? Amen. I mean, you can go in the communist schools. We've been in them over in Bulgaria. But you go to America and try to go to school and say anything about God. Amen. You ain't supposed to say nothing about God in the school. You ain't supposed to say nothing about God in the government. Oh, you're supposed to. Right here in our own county, some little harebrained atheist come around and said, school board can't pray. So they're going to say, well, we can pray under our breath. Lord God. Amen. That's not the kind of praying gets the job done. The affectionate, fervent prayer of a righteous man is the only thing going to get the job done. So you're righteous if you're saved. You've been made righteous. And then you say, well, the Bible said, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord won't hear me pray. Well, fool with that, because that is Psalm saying that. But he said, blessed is a man whose iniquity is forgiven and whose sins are covered. And so I got all that took care of. Now what else do you think I have to do to pray? I've just got to get down and have a burden to pray, believe God, and get on with it. That's God, I tell you right now, if you can get 40 churches in Bulgaria and 10 up in Romania from a little prayer room down here with a half a dozen people praying, bless God, if you can do that, we can move mountains, we can do anything else we want to. We can call the government to come down here and bow their feet. You say they'll put you in jail, let them
put me in jail. I've got only a few years to live anyhow. I'd rather live in jail with God than to live in this cold, dead, dying world without Him. We had a bunch of youngins got shot just because. And they took that to get prayer back in school. Isn't that something? Took them youngins to stand up and say, I'm a Christian. To get somebody to blow their head off for being Christians. Now you say, how come to do that? Well, you ought to know by now. Internet, TV, love is a pleasure, more lover to God. Getting rich, like James said. Thinking more of that than you do your youngins. Or your school, or your home, or your country, or anything else. Won't you put God first? Why don't you get off of the thing of saying, well, we can't do it. Well, I didn't say nothing about us doing it. God can. So the Bible says, the affectional, fervent prayer. And I don't think old Daniel got down and said, I bless you, Lord, and our dear Heavenly Father. Bless God the lion that eat him before he hit the bottom. Sure. I believe when old Daniel prayed, he opened his windows, said, God, I'm not going to the lion's den, but I'm not gonna eat the king's meat. I'm not going to drink the king's wine. I'm not going to dance to the king's music. And I want you to take care of me. I don't think he's a crying. I mean, I don't think he's talking like some little sissy. Amen. When he got him in the lion den, the lion said, they got too much God on him. We don't eat God. We just eat human. I mean, old Daniel was full of God. Them Hebrew children, I don't think they said, Our Father which art in heaven, and reading it out of some prayer book. Bless God, they're doing business with God. You hearing what I'm talking about? But you run up on these churches all over the country. People has called me. Colleges called me and said, I hear you all pray at the same time down there. Well, thank God. Amen. I mean, I read in the book of Acts when the children of God got a whipping over there for preaching, the Bible said they all lifted their voice in one accord. Everybody at the same time in one accord. Well, where do these dummies get it that you can't pray all at once? I've been doing it for 60 years. You think I'm going to quit now? But you ain't educated. No, and I ain't getting no youngin' shot. There ain't nobody around here carrying bombs that I know of. If he is, we'll pray God will knock the bombs out of them. And that fella said the other day, we put more emphasis on education than we do anything else. I mean, he said we'd be better off with our youngins not having education than to be as stupid. He said that he saw those folks in Germany that killed all them Jews. I believe it was 60 or 70% of them had college degrees that done the shooting.
Well, I trust you've enjoyed the message this week. Once again, write us at Tri-State Baptist Children's Home, Post Office Box 888, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621, or at Charity Baptist Mission, Post Office Box 692, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621. And until next week, God bless you.